the Malbim points out that we have in this week's parsha the deal of a person becoming tamei by touching a sheretz, by touching a nevela. That he says that the chokhmas haloshon that we have in the Torah is always found in the fact that the language always talks about the person or the keli touching the tumah, touching the tumah. All these types of lashon sonos. He never talked about the tumah touching the person. Simply because the vast majority of the cases, the tumah itself is an inanimate object. It's a dead animal, or something of that sort, a dead body. There are cases of tumah yetzer megufay, a person who's a mitzara, a person who's a zav, or a zava. They could theoretically, and there. The language sometimes does become a little bit different, but the Iker still talks about the tor touching the tameh. This is in the answer. The explanation is very simple. It's the person whose tor's responsibility not to let himself become tameh. It's not the person's tameh's responsibility to not touch the tor. For sure, not the item's responsibility. He has no responsibility in that matter at all. It's an item. I mean, even be a person. He has no responsibility not to touch somebody else. The responsibility of Tumah and Tahara is the individual who is Torah ready, understands the Kshibas of Tahara, he is Torah, has a responsibility to maintain it, and to be careful with it, and to appreciate it, and therefore maintain it. Taking that to the end of the Parsha, there's the Torah uses lashon lahavdil ben a tomei ben a tahor. The Rashi says, so what are we telling you about? You should be able to differentiate and understand the difference between tomei and tahor. The Rashi says that you don't need a special pasuk to tell me the difference between a chamor and something which is tahor. You can see what one is, what the other one is. And it means that which is mutter to you, that which is also to you, that which is tahor to you, which is tomei to you, whether it was shechted properly, and therefore it's mutar to eat, or if shet improperly and it's an avela and it's also to eat, then it has tumah. And how much is the difference? Kechuta sara. The difference is a hair's breadth. So the responsibility is placed on the person who's tor. The responsibility is to understand that the difference between tumah and tahara can be a hair's breadth. That sometimes what seems to be pretty much okay, because it's not so far away from what that which really is okay, it's only a chutasara's worth away from that which really is okay. It seems to be okay, but really it's not. And it's our responsibility to make that havchana, which means that we have the ability to make that havchana. We have the ability to have that care and that meticulous attention to detail, which makes some things proper, some things improper. And that's reality in life now. We live in a world which because of its sophistication, you lived in a world, you know, where you put the animal, you plow the animal, you know, so the animal went off a little bit, like, who made a big difference? You're dealing with computers and different things. The level of sophistication, if you have a program, there's one item programmed improperly in the whole system of tens and thousands of commands, the whole thing doesn't work. So, kechutasara is a reality that we live with. The person's flying a plane, and there's one instrument which is just a mashu off, or low level person's dealing with a bomb. There's one thing with mashu off, and the whole thing doesn't work. The reason why we're saved many of these different plots, etc., is because the meticulous you need to get every single detail worked out is a tremendous amount of effort, and Baruch Hashem just allows one point to be off, and then we're saved. Chas Dei Hashem. So you live in a world, we understand that, so the same thing is true when it comes to our responsibility of Tumah and Tahara, of what represents a world of life, of Chiyus, which represents a world of Tumah, and which represents death, be it the animals which create Tumah when they're dead, or the human being which is dead, or later on we have a Mitzara who is compared to a Mace, so we have after a woman gives birth, which is that Mefarshim explained the potential for life has been removed from her body. There's element of life, so she gave birth to life, but with it, what was in her body it's now lacking some life. There's an element, as it were, of the lack of life. All that generates the world of Tumah. The same thing with Tumas Dachila, items which don't create the proper chiyus in the person create Tumah. And the responsibility is to be able to mavchin kichutas har. Have a good Shabbos.